This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Spain's recently elected Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, won wide support for pulling Spanish troops out of Iraq. His latest decision has not been received so well. The Prime Minister has canceled one of the world's most ambitious water projects, the proposed cross-country diversion of the Northern Ebro River. Work was already underway on 600 miles of channels and scores of dams, and now the dreams of many farmers and developers have been shattered. Jerome Sokolowski visited the arid farming town of Lorca in southern Spain.
It's the start of the summer harvest in Lorca, and inside a produce plant, plump watermelons tumble down the conveyor belts like bowling balls. Women pluck them up and box them for shipment to grocery stores in northern Europe. By the end of the season, 50 million pounds of watermelon will have passed through this plant, says Manuel Soler, president of the Agrosol Cooperative.
Without water, we'd have to close this whole thing down because there would be no produce.
Many of the farms get their water from wells, but they're drying up as the aquifers become depleted. Indeed, beyond the plant and the irrigated fields, the dry grassland leads to an empty riverbed and a vast panorama of parched earth. Lorca lies in the region of Murcia, at the heart of an Arizona-like desert that stretches along Spain's southern Mediterranean coast. But up north, Spain's rainy Atlantic coast has a surplus of water. Ever since the Romans built their giant stone aqueducts, the Iberian Peninsula's rulers have tried to distribute the water resources more evenly. Spain's former conservative prime minister, José María Aznar, also tried with a multi-billion-dollar project that would have diverted the Ebro River before it empties into the Mediterranean near Barcelona. Soler and other farmers hoped the scheme would be their salvation, but they're not surprised by the sudden change of policy.
Well, the truth is, we were very skeptical this would happen, because they promised our grandfathers that they would bring water to Lorca, they promised our fathers they would bring water, and now this new government has canceled a water project that the last government didn't implement in its 8 years in office.
Zapatero canceled the project after massive demonstrations against it up north. Environmentalists warned that diverting the Ebro River could wreak havoc on the ecosystem and said the same objective could be achieved through water conservation. Mindful that the scheme enjoyed wide support beyond the Ebro's banks, the new prime minister has insisted that if he was able to bring Spanish troops home from Iraq, he can bring water to the south. Zapatero wants to build 20 new desalination plants along the Mediterranean coast. He says those plants and conservation measures will bring almost as much water as the Ebro diversion. The Segura River dumps a greenish-yellow foam into Murcia City, the capital of the region. In the 70s, the Segura was augmented with water from the River Tagus in central Spain, but today most of that gets siphoned off by farms upriver. Ángeles Micol, a nurse in her 50s, has watched the Segura grow polluted from overuse and illegal dumping. She thinks few people here have thought hard about experts' warning on the environmental dangers of the Ebro project.
The people say, water, water, bring it on over, but they don't know what they're talking about.
This point of view is not widely shared in Murcia. José Manuel Monfort is one of many real estate developers trying to turn Murcia into the Florida of Europe by tempting northern Europeans with lush golf resorts and retirement villages. Speaking at a real estate conference, he says northern Spaniards are depriving the south of a resource it needs to develop and argues that the water that would have been diverted will now just flow to the sea.
And they are not taking this water for the agriculture, and this water could be wonderful for the agriculture of the south of Spain, where we don't have these wonderful resources of water.
In towns and cities across Murcia, banners strung from balconies proclaim Agua para Todos, water for everyone. The decision has come as a huge blow to this region. Once among Spain's poorest, it is now called the Market Garden of Europe. But farmers note that new agricultural investment is already being diverted to Morocco. Manual labor there is cheap, and the environmental movement is not as strong as it is in Spain. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.